9:09, the Johnny Rock Show, waiting for our special guest, the grand prize winner of Food Network's Tournament of Champions. She was crowned last evening, last night. Now I can tell you, her name is May Lynn. And, well, look at that. Rockin' 101, you're on the air. Please don't swear. Is this the grand prize winner?
Hello, hi.
Hi, May Lynn, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So, can I ask where you're calling?
How are you this morning?
I'm good. Where are you calling from today?
In New Orleans right now.
Ah, New Orleans. Great food. Filthy town, but great food. Well, are you, I bet you haven't been to bed yet. This is like, you know, winning the Super Bowl. You just stay up all night partying, don't you?
No, actually, I did go to bed last night.
Okay. Well, if
not that early, but no. Yes.
But if you don't know, it's the grand prize winner, Food Network's Tournament of Champions. What goes into this? Because I watch all these food shows, the Hell's Kitchen, and all those shows. I think half of them are, you know, half baked, and not to make a pun, but I just don't think that they're all real. This was all real, right?
Oh, 100%, for sure. And it definitely happens in the allotted time that we get to cook whatever comes off of that randomizer. So it is it was quite difficult, but a lot of fun.
What do you think got you the championship? Was it a specific dish? Was it a sauce? Do tell.
Quite honestly, I think, you know, there's a lot of different things that you had to hit. With the scoring system, like, obviously, first and foremost, the dish has to taste good. And then it really has to, it goes into gameplay and how well you play the randomizer and then how you present the dish. Does it look presentable and look nice? I think I hit all those marks. But, you know, I think with every challenge, it's difficult because you're working under a time clock and, you have to be able to get everything done in the allotted time that you get. So it just gets more and more difficult.
We're talking to the grand prize winner, Food Network's Tournament of Champions, just crowned last night, May Lynn. So, May, how do you get on that show? Do you have to audition, or do they come and seek you out?
Actually, we get a formal invitation. And it was quite the honor. I saw the show from its conception, from its first season, and the whole concept to me was super exciting. And, you know, having judges judge your food blindly and not know who cooked the food, I absolutely loved that concept, and I really wanted to be on. And, you know, 3 seasons later, I got invited. So it's really quite the honor to be amongst the best of the best.
Well, you know, we love all things cookery here at the Johnny Rock Show. Just a couple hours ago, we had, who was that, Chucker?
The old Chef Tell.
Yes, the old Chef Tell on the Chucker's Playhouse. Do you know the old Chef Tell?
I don't.
Okay, well, do tell, Chef Tell. Someday I'll introduce you to her. I'll get the Chucker to introduce you guys. He's a great guy.
Okay.
That'll and you're great, too. Congratulations, May Lynn, grand prize winner. The Food Network's Tournament of Champions. It's delicious. Thank you for coming on the Johnny Rock Show, okay?
Thank you so much for having me on.